Neuron Mobility e-scooters will be making their return to Sylvan Lake as of Monday, April 15. At first, only a limited number of scooters will be available, with more planned to be added as the weather, trail, and road conditions allow. The community raised some concerns about the e-scooters, but Communications Officer Jared Waldo said most were minor in nature. "The program was really quite successful for our first season. Feedback brought to our attention was shared with our partners at Neuron and will be addressed during the upcoming season. Having the e-scooters in the community allows individuals to have another option for public transportation," Waldo said. "Having different options for visitors and residents just allows more mobility to get around Sylvan Lake to experience all the great businesses and opportunities the town has to offer." Back in December, members of council got the chance to look at a more in-depth review of last year's statistics. Some highlights from the statistics and customer survey response reviewed by council included: 43,709 trips were made using the e-scooters. The average trip length was 2.15 kilometers. 10,756 unique riders used the program. 25.8% of respondents used the service at least once a week. 2 out of 3 respondents used the e-scooters to complete a purchase at a local business. 98.4% of respondents believe that the e-scooters provided a positive impact on the community. 40.3% of respondents used the e-scooters to replace a vehicle trip. Individuals experiencing mechanical problems or finding scooters in locations they shouldn't be can contact Neuron at Sylvan Lake support at neuron.sg. More information about the e-scooter program can be found on the Town of Sylvan Lake website, sylvanlake.ca.